Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Friday, August 5th. Today on Forbes, inside the daily lives of the super rich and why many billionaires still do chores. The world of the super wealthy may be brimming with private jets, mega mansions, and more dough than most could ever dream of, but the day-to-day lives of billionaires look a whole lot more typical than many would expect. That's at least according to the results of a recent survey by Forbes. The poll of 65 of the richest people on Earth found that, while they could easily outsource, many billionaires still choose to do at least some household chores and other domestic tasks themselves. More than a third said they regularly grocery shop and take out the garbage, while 40% cook and walk their dogs. More than half of the respondents said they watch their children or grandchildren's sports games. Still, these ultra-rich have their limits, the survey suggests. Clearly, greenbacks do not correlate with green thumbs, as just 10% of those polled reported doing yard work on a regular basis. The only task less popular was laundry, which just 8% of the billionaires said they tend to do. There are myriad reasons why at least some members of the super-rich still do these ordinary tasks. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, the world's number two and number four richest people, worth an estimated $146.8 billion and $105 billion, respectively, have both previously discussed their habits of washing the dishes every night. In a 2014 Reddit Q&A, Gates said, quote, "Other people volunteer, but I like the way I do it." For some, like real estate investor Charles Cohen, whose estimated $3.6 billion empire includes high-end office buildings in New York City and the movie theater chain Landmark Theaters, doing chores is a way to relax outside of work. Cohen said, quote, "It's funny you bring this up because I'm just driving back from Home Depot right now with some extra sprinklers and light bulbs. I like going out and doing stuff on my own." The real estate mogul described tasks like grocery shopping and grilling as a, quote, "great way to break up the week." Cohen said he grew up in the Westchester suburbs of New York with a housekeeper, and that he and his wife try to do more of the work around the house, in part to set an example for their children. He adds, quote, "It's all about doing the things you enjoy, doing and creating a lifestyle that defines the way you are and the way you want your children to perceive you, and the values you want them to embrace." Not that he and his family live a frugal life. They own a 39-acre Connecticut estate with a private screening room, and they also own a vineyard in France. For full coverage and to see the results of our survey, check out Jemima McAvoy's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.